wanted to ask if you guys have lived up to the expectations. How would you answer that question?
You know, I guess it depends on whose expectations they were. I know a lot of people kind of expected us to, you know, be a top 10 team the whole year. I know some friends of mine who, you know, thought we could go to the national championship and all that. You know, we really just came in with the expectation that we were going to take it week to week and, you know, play consistently and have good success. And if you look at it, we've done that. We've played fairly consistently. We've had some good success outside of, you know, some key mistakes and some key areas in some of our games. We've really played at a very high level for most of the year. And anytime you're in every single game, you know, I think we've lost however many games by like a total of, you know, something like 4 points per game or something like that. You know, you're giving yourself a chance to win, which is what we're doing. At this point, we just have to take that next step and get to the point where, you know, we eliminate all those little mistakes that take it from keeping it to a close game to the type of game where we're really just taking off and flying and playing our kind of football.
Last year, you guys won a ton of close games. This year, it seems like the opposite. Do you guys, I mean, is that a safe assessment? And does that show how close college football? I mean, there's a very fine line between winning and losing.
There is a very fine line. And, you know, it really doesn't matter who you're playing either. You know, there's certainly different talent levels and stuff. But, I mean, when you get to college football, it's college football. Everybody is a very good athlete. You know, you look at, you know, how many Division I teams have been beaten by Division I AA teams in the last several years. You know, it's no surprise, really, to me that that happens. If you get careless for a minute and let your guard down, anybody can beat you.
So you how's this team going to respond to some of the disappointment that there has to be right now after three losses this season?
You know, disappointment is one way to put it, but then at the same time, you know, we're still, we have an outside shot at the Big Ten title. We need a little help with that, but the only thing that we can really focus on right now is ourselves and improving and getting better. You know, we still have a lot to play for. We want to send this team out on the right note. We want to send our seniors out, you know, in a way that is befitting of all the work and the effort and the time that they put into this program, that we've put into this program over the last several years. So while it's disappointing any time you lose a football game, you know, it's something that we can't really dwell on. We have to look forward.
What would you say you've taken away from this experience of playing here, especially the last few years where you've had the opportunity to start up front?
Oh, I mean, that's a hard question to answer. You know, I can't really pinpoint a handful of things, you know, that I've really taken away from this experience. You know, football has essentially been my life for, you know, the last 5 years now. And, you know, outside of school and football and family, there really hasn't been much else. So, you know, when you put, you know, that much into something, you know, it really means it means the world to you. So as far as what I've taken out of it, just the experiences, the memories, the life skills, you know, under this coaching staff, I've been able to grow, not just as a football player, but as a person, as a young man. So, you know, hopefully I can take that with me out into the real world and start things up next year.
And then just how about the group of guys that you came in with and you're going to be going out here with?
I couldn't imagine a better group of guys to go out with, you know. It's a large group, and anytime you get a large group like that, you're going to get a lot of different experiences, a lot of different, you know, points of view and stuff. So just kind of the overview of, you know, of different cultures, of different mentalities that I've seen come through here. To have this kind of group come in and be able to stick together, to not lose too many guys to transfers or injuries or anything, but to come out, you know, year after year and have everybody stay positive and stay part of the program, stay focused on winning and have the success that we've had, I think is, you know, it's tremendous. It speaks volumes to the kind of guys that we have.
Just looking back on the game last Saturday at Northwestern and when you guys got back here, how much more difficult has been to maybe, you know, kind of not let what people on the outside have been saying about this weekend and about the season in general kind of get to you guys and, you know, be able to do, like, as you guys say, you usually be able to flush it out and just, you know, put your attention to Ohio State?
Honestly, I haven't heard much of anything. You know, I went out with my girlfriend Saturday night after we got back, and, you know, and I was feeling a little bit down, but, you know, there was some guy who came up to me and was like, hey, don't worry, we're all proud of you. You know, I still remember a time when we'd be happy with 3 wins here at Iowa, so you guys are doing a great job. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. So, I mean, it's not really a matter of, you know, of disappointment or noise from the outside. You know, we keep so much of our focus here on the inside that stuff really doesn't get to you.
What do you think?
what do you think the emotions are going to be like on Saturday when you run out of the tunnel the final time?
I would imagine it just be unbelievable emotion. You know, you can't put this much time and effort into something and not just, you know, and not have such a strong connection to it that when it does come to an end, it's, you know, it's not an emotional experience. It's going to be an emotional experience. But what we have to be able to do is settle those emotions to a point where they're not hindering us and where we can come out and still execute the way that we need to execute to win a football game.
Looking at this Saturday's game with Ohio State, you obviously are going to have Cameron Hayward in front of you and Riley. Just what type of challenges does he present to you as far as like what he's able to do?
Well, I mean, just, you know, the sort of challenges you expect from any top-tier defensive lineman. And, you know, he's got all the skills that, you know, you would look for. You know, he's strong, he's quick, he's, you know, he's fast, he's smart, he's everything that you would want. But at the same time, every day in practice, you know, we come out and we play against four or five guys who are also strong, quick, smart, fast, and aggressive. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, but it won't be like, you know, a strange new sort of challenge.